A public hearing was held on Wednesday at the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, the agency holding the public hearing after the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association filed a petition with signatures to the agency asking for a opportunity to conduct a state assessment referendum pursuant to the Oklahoma Commodity Research Enhancement Act. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association wanting to establish a state beef checkoff that will run concurrently with the federal national beef checkoff that's been in place since the late 1980s. According to the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, the purpose of the hearing was to determine whether or not the OCA was representative of producers of cattle in the state of Oklahoma and that the petition met all the other requirements of the Oklahoma Commodity Research Enhancement Act. Assuming all the requirements have been met, State Ag Secretary Jim Reese could then certify OCA as representative of producers of the commodity, in this case beef, and would be authorized then to conduct the state assessment referendum. At the hearing, Jess Kane, a cattle producer from Bartlesville and current Northeast District Vice President for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, walked the agency step-by-step through the petition and the qualifications of the OCA.
That's right. I had the dry job of going through item by item in the statute to show that what Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has done in this petition has in every way complied with the requirements of the statute and that this referendum should be held.
Are you pleased to see other groups, Farm Bureau, American Farmers and Ranchers and others, the Livestock Marketing Association, they've all come together with OCA and have all said, hey, we want to work together on this?
I'm very, very pleased that AFR and Farm Bureau and others were here. Without their support, this would not be possible. Everybody that's involved in agriculture needs to realize that we are commodity organizations. Producers of agricultural commodities need to band together on many levels in order to ensure the success of our businesses.
Why the interest, in your mind, as a cattle producer, to have a secondary state beef checkoff dollar?
Well, I'll tell you, Ron, this weekend I'm going to be at the ranch getting test weights on cattle, and all weekend everybody that I talk to will already be a beef feeder. There is absolutely nobody that I'm going to sell our product to this weekend at the ranch the people that are already buying the product. Somebody needs to take that on, and the checkoff allows our product to be promoted, to be researched and sold throughout the world, and that's something that I just don't have time to do.
Now, we've got, obviously, the national beef checkoff, the dollarhead beef checkoff, been there since the late 80s. I know the buying power is, well, you know, quite a bit down. Other states have looked at this second dollar for their particular states. It looks like Oklahoma's following suit in that regard.
That's absolutely right. Several states have beat us to the punch on this, and it's time for us to do our part and catch up. The checkoff doesn't buy near the advertising it used to. That's why you don't see the beef commercials on television anymore, is there's not enough money out there to afford that kind of advertising. It's absolutely necessary that we step up our efforts to promote our product.
Also presenting at the public hearing was the president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Charlie Swanson.
Tell me a little bit about why this particular checkoff is needed at this time.
Well, we feel like it's needed because we haven't had an increase in the checkoff funds since 1988. A dollar back in 1988 would buy considerable more advertising, promotion, and research than it will today, as well as the number of cattle are not as – we don't have as many cattle in the state of Oklahoma as we did back in 88. So combined with those two things, we don't have near the purchasing power we had 25 years ago. So we feel like that it's time, high time for us to have an additional dollar for the Oklahoma Beef Council to use – to promote beef and to advertise it and do research, educate our consumers.
The process has moved from step to step, and I know that we're getting close now. Once a Department of Ag makes a decision, we could have a referendum this fall.
The plan is right now, our tentative plan is for us to maybe have a vote on around the 1st of November. So we'll have to move forward pretty fast whenever we get word from the commissioner.
What
what's kind of in your mind going to be needed to explain to cattle producers why they need to vote yes?
Well, I think they're going to have to be reassured that their funds will be used for the purpose allocated and that they will be used to educate and promote and do research on beef and spent for the benefit of our producers in Oklahoma.
And I guess OCA is going to be kind of the lead organization in trying to do that education, right?
We will be the lead organization. We'll be the ones charged with educating the producers and having the election conducted. And, I'd have to remind those that might be a little negative on this issue that there will be an opportunity to get your dollar back. This dollar of Oklahoma dollar will be refundable upon request from the producer.
President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Charlie Swanson, the OCA signaling to the agency that if the request is approved, they plan to have a state referendum on a proposed state beef checkoff the 1st of November. Voting will be taking place at county extension offices of Oklahoma State University all across the state on that day. Anyone who's owned cattle would be eligible to vote yes or no. They would also have the opportunity to request an absentee ballot from the OCA and vote that way if they could not get to an extension office on the 1st of November. A decision whether or not to allow the referendum to move forward from the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture expected within the next few days. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.